You're just the biggest mistake of your record playing life. Why, I sent a fucking poem you in it to work, but I fucked it up the weird world.
Hey. Blowfly.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man, now that you called. Welcome to WFMU.
Nah, I got it. I've been having some fun with it. I make up this little thing by being, you know, about gather around all you hip-hop fans. Check it out. Man, whenever I'm around in your party town, I check out the guy with the super sound. WFMU's world baddest jock, the man with the class, Dave the Staff. Go ahead, Dave. Play one of my nasty records if you're there. Did you like it?
Oh, man, that was great. Thanks, man. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good.
That's good. You're coming up on your birthday in a few days.
Yes.
Yeah. Valentine's Day.
It's going to be the most miserable days of your life, Duh. Dave. Tom, cracking up. He's a blowfly. Don't put a curse on that, so I'm putting a curse on DJ Stead. Byron, people, Jeepers, Devil's Tea. You're going to find a beautiful tight pussy where your little dick used to be. You're going to be so pissed off about the pussy you got. But all the lesbian and bootleggers are going to say, don't worry, Stas. We're going to work things out. Let me stop messing with you.
Oh, man. Let me ask you a few questions so at least there's something I can put on the air next week.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Before you do it, let me tell you this. We have the Gaffney on Telemundo, and the old Cuban guy was saying, I told my daughter she's nuts. You can't put this guy on there. He called himself the world baddest nigger. You got the pre-recorded so we can bump out the nasty stuff. I said, mister, I'm used to doing parties for freaks and weirdos and terrorists, then go next door and do the little kids' party. I didn't curse not one time. He told me, you didn't send up one up yours, buddy. I said, I will next time. Trust me.
Give you time. So, Blowfly really came first. There was Blowfly before even Clarence Reed, right?
Yeah, because I was enjoying that. Trying to make fans. At the age of 7 years old, going to school, my granddaddy died, and the white people was rednecks, but he was nice. They just ain't nobody else in the house can work. So we're going to give you all about 3 or 4 months, which I've heard of, and they get you, you know, some place to go and stuff. You know, nobody in there can work. Mister, I can't work. I'll get your little nigga ass over there and sit down. He used the word nigga, but he wasn't prejudiced or nothing. So there was a redneck guy named Carly Cross. Never will forget him. He said, come here. Boy, you know what the word nigger means. I said, yeah, a black person wrong. A nigger is a white or black, young or old, male or female, straight, gay or bi. So fucking stupid. You can't tell them shit. You have to show them. Go hook up the mule. And I went and hooked up the mule. I was good with animals. And I went plying out there with the stuff. He said, you can't ply, huh? The little fucker can ply. So they let us stay on the farm. And it was hard work. 7 5 days a week. And get, what is 6 days a week? The only day you get off is Sunday.
Oh, man.
And as my revenge, I would make up, I don't know why I thought this revenge. I'd take redneck song like, I'm walking the flow over you. I keep telling myself it ain't true. I'm 8 now, about 8, 7 or 8. And I change it to, I'm jerking my dick over you. I keep telling myself it ain't true. I jerked it so much, still it turned black and blue. Jerking my dick over you, Commander Billy Boy now. Nigger did it. They call my grandmother, called me a poor excuse for a human being, and I'm no better than a blowflyer, which first time I heard that word. White girls love this shit. Little Jimmy Dickens, about the preacher would come over on Sunday. My mama always said to me, son, take an old cold tater and wait. Preachy first. I changed it to, he wanted to fuck. And his mama said, son, my mama always said to me, son, fuck an old cold gator and wait. So we'd go down and butt fuck alligators and shit, which was on the hurling music. And they would just love this shit.
So you had a job washing dishes, and somebody overheard you singing. That's kind of like how
well, yeah. I'm gonna get to that. So what I do, this old white lady around there was saying, you know what? Everybody thinks it's nasty, and you are a nasty little bastard. But girls love this shit, and you need to get from around here. I said, but my mother lived in Miami, and I'm dying with my grandmother, and I'm worried about this. Worry about your grandmother. She gave me $20. That was a lot of money then. Mm-hmm. I could easily catch the bus for that, but not me, not Blowfly. And before that, let me get this. I looked up a Blowfly to find out what that means. And it was a black and yellow and red insect that laid eggs on dead things. They turned into maggots. And I was so hurt, I wanted to kill my grandmother. The old white man called and said, actually, you should be proud. I said, proud? And I'm a blowfly. He said, yeah, if it wasn't for blowflies, Earth would be consumed by germs in 10 years. Mm-hmm. Blowflies lay eggs that turn into maggots, eat up germs. So I hitchhiked all my way to West Palm Beach. And white people always pick me up, and I was saying those dirty hills with that song. You about the most fucked up little nigga bastard I was saying. Do another one. And kept me singing. So when I got to West Palm Beach, I started working at Morrison's Cafeteria. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't much money there. I was washing dishes and pop. I was singing, and everybody liked it. So I remember, got a good memory of Ron's records. And Mr. Hunter said, why don't you come over there to eat? And he said, why don't you come work in my records, the second record? So I come over there, and he had all the jukebox company in South Florida. Mm-hmm. He served all the jukeboxes. I wouldn't make up songs and sing around there. Gee, I never heard of that. Who that by now? Clover? Somebody? I said, ain't no song. I made it up. Yeah, right, sure. I'm Lincoln's grandfather. First time I heard of that. So his little daughter, who had a crush on me, she was older than me, named Missy, said, Dad, Lo-Fi is making up those songs. And he said, kid, sing another one. So that's when I sang, bum, 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 she want, hold me, darling, hold me tight, hold me dear with all your might, and never let me, because some stupid shit I had up. And he said, that ain't the one my daughter told me about. I said, okay, somewhere in this land, a woman and a man sink down to the wood. I bet they're up to no good. Why nobody knows it? That's what often goes where the woods are thick. That's where they get the kick. Sing very odd, you can tell that to them apart because they broke my beard. Show is weird. Sing very strange, though they both have been rearranged. With a bitch named Mitch and a guy named Stitch, but which one is which? They call them the oddballs. The oddballs. They both got on hard. You know, it was gay hippies. Hippie was out there. That's disgusting and funny. He said, I want you to leave here. I said, but I would get more than that. Shut the fuck up and do what I tell you. Take this number and you go to Miami. My mother lived in Miami anyway, so I love that. Mm-hmm. Look at Henry Stone. And he was affiliated with Dick Clark and all those people. Never even heard of Dick Clark, believe it or not. And I went on and Henry and he heard the song. But, oh, yeah, Hunter's right. You can record and shit. And, of course, he put me working in WOW. So I had to go to New York with Big Maybell. I don't remember with Big Maybell.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Candy, to call my baby Candy, mm-hmm. and record, for he would find out. And people, you won't believe some of the songs I've written that my name went on. Because they figured nobody this talented could be with Henry Stone. But I'd Henry have a contract. Henry didn't have him on a contract because he didn't actually take time to spend on time with him. So then when he found out from Jerry Wexler and Henry Allen was a black guy at Atlantic Records.
Right.
Henry called Clarence, I'm sorry. I want you to come back. I said, Henry, it's too hard right now because it ain't no more. I'm building a studio. You bring your nigger ass back, I'll build a studio. So he built a full-track studio. And the first record I cut there, I always had a little song about girls. I try to tell white girls, especially but black girls, too. If a boy have five girlfriends, he's a lover, considered a lover. But if you have five boyfriends, you consider as a whore. It ain't fair, but girls, you can't do what the guys do and still be a lady. So I end up cutting that on Betty Wright and, end up being big. And after that was Cleaner One. But before that, which is important, which I always forget at the end, before I got with Henry, with Big Maybe, I mean, I was staying with Henry, but it was hard work. Wasn't making no money out of it. People would pay me shit. I would go on a beach and hang around at Eden Rock and a Fountain Blue. It was early years. And stars would come in, and the word got around. The little kid ain't dressed too nice. That was kind of ragged and dirty. But he's trustworthy. So they give me money to send me where I had to get shit. And I was stressful, so I'd make a little change, $15, a lot of money for me. One of these days, this guy come in, get his coat over his shoulder. Never, you know who he is in a minute. Never put his coat on like normal. He had his over his shoulder, a whole entourage with him.
Uh-huh.
One girl wanted to add autographs, so he reached in his coat pocket, didn't have it on, had to throw it across it to get a pencil, and his wallet fell out. This is the truth. I just know what they're going to say. You know, I hadn't made no money that day. Can't even get back to Miami, from Liberty City, from Miami Beach. So his wallet dropped out. I ain't thinking nothing about it. I went to walk off. No, Andrew, I off. And his wallet laying on the ground. So I went and picked it up. I said, mister, you lost your wallet. Later on, what I found out was fucking bodyguard. He had turned around. You got to watch that kid. Fucking crack us. son of a bitch, he lost his wallet. Because I'm black, nigga, black German, ain't even afraid of nothing. And I threw that shit at him. I was giving him his fucking wallet. And I'm already pissed. And I'm running around there, it's raining. The cops come up. Oh, that's all I need. Come here. And I'm dropping in. We're not going to arrest you. You're a mean little fucker, ain't you? I said, his buddy should have been. He wants to see him. Oh, Lord. Will you get in and stop being negative? So he took me around, and this guy's in the lobby, looked me up and down. I began to say, who the fuck is this kid? Come here. You know what's in the wallet? I said, it don't matter what was in the wallet. Your buddy should have been thinking, you're right. I understand you're trustworthy. The little old lady probably some kind of jacket glisten told me you could. Yeah. Well, I want you to do a little work. I'm happy now. But look, you got to come dressed better than that. Don't worry. So he said, reach in the wallet and pick something. I reach in there and get what I think is a $5 bill. Mm-hmm. That's what you want? I said, yeah. All right, be back over here tonight. I take off and go into something so happy, and I don't end up 15 cents around. But, miss, could you give me change for this so I can get bus fare? Kid, I don't have no change for no $500 bill. I ain't never fucking heard about that $500 bill. I had to go right in the lobby and tell me, now what the fuck you want? I didn't. That's what you wanted to show you how bad things were. I said, Mr. Evil Frank Sinatra, listen, could you just give me $5 or $10? So my mother going to think I scrubbed somebody. Oh, it can't be that big. He said, well, I'll keep it for you. So he kept it for me. And later on, after we got to know him and everything, we'd have fun with Sammy. He told me, say, you were meaner than Sammy. When he met Sammy Davis Jr., he said, Sammy had this attitude like, I want to become a Jew. Because ever since I've been a nigger, all people hate niggers. So thank you. And Frank Sinatra told him, saying, I'm going to tell you what hate is when you're going to do it. Hey, Mark, you can't tell me what fucking hate is. Cut it short. Sammy became a Jew. You see, my God, everybody hates Jews. Say, you feeling, I told you. You think you was hated as a black? You really, yeah, this record called you Tender Man. They would get me to fuck with him. I say, hey, Sammy, what? You know I'm going to fuck with him. I said, I thought you didn't like no dirty shit. I don't. I said, Tender Man is a dirty song. Don't you start fucking with me, kid. I said, you're singing about your little candlestick. It's your little pee-pee and the lady and the old lady. I love that white lady. Clarence is right. She never called me Blue Clarence Jr. That's what you're calling me. You, when you say your candlestick, it's what the people call it in Georgia. Hey, boy, take care of your candlestick. That's your dick. I said, no wonder you be talking about who can make the sun rise, brighten up the girl's face. I'm not listening to you. It was funny because I could make up shit like that. And you're talking about, do something with Dean Martin. I said, Dean would get here if I'm bitching about saying, everybody sucks somebody sometime. Always fun. You would go to parties on Phantom Blue, and you would say, blah, blah, line. This night, people in mink coat, nice, clean party. Somebody whisper to you, the real party's in Suite 12 upstairs. That's where the real shit goes on. It's another story I got to tell you the truth. Later on, this was some years ago, Jimmy Maslin, he one had out on coke, we were playing Nine from Outer Space, Blood, Feet, mm-hmm. 1,000, 2,000 Maniac.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, booking in L.A. I said, when I'm coming in? Friday. When do I work? Friday night. Jimmy, it's going to be a fuck-up. This band is going to, yeah, right. Now, as long as I've been traveling, you have to get two or three rehearsals with a band for them to play it halfway decent. So I fly in, I'm pissed off because I know they're going to fuck me up at the lingerie club in L.A. And I go in there Friday evening from the airport rehearsing. And I said, okay, let's get this shit over with. I know they were looking kind of mean and nonchalant. They played the game, but I didn't know it at the time. I said, okay, do porno free. I mean, I'll do rap dirty. Wait a minute. Okay, do porno free. Who the fuck are you, crackers? It was Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Norwood of Fishbone, all them motherfuckers. And the Stars, and I think Snoop was there and shit. And it was great. They played this stuff. And that's when I first came.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Hey, did you take part in arranging that question mark in the Mysterian song, 96 Tears? Were you involved in that?
Yeah, let me tell you about that.
Yeah.
Bob Urie in New York, 42nd and Times Square. The name of the studio was Bob Urie. I was up there with Jack Taylor. I don't know if you remember. Jack Taylor had Taster and Rojack Records.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up there, just did some stuff. Some over there went to pick up one of those demos or some shit. And they had a guy talking about, this is the fucking worst song I ever heard of. I want to cry to 6 tears, blah, 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 blah. I said, just weird a little bit. Now, please, Blowfly, this is a piece of shit. You need to get give them some words like in there. But I'll be up there, and you'll be down there, and I'll be looking down there. All of that's my shit. The guy said, what we owe you, man? I said, nothing. And it went, because they had a doom, 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 doom. I said, no, you got to do it like a doom, 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 doom. That little blue chains in there. It's going to be me, because they, but they had the blue chain. Now it's the Crystal Lock and the Mysterious.
So you're saying...
And Bob, you were telling me, Blowfly, they them later on, those guys, to show you this is a different, and I don't care if you print this shit, it's different from people and niggers. I don't know if you would decide some of the rappers, and I like some of the rappers, Dr. Dre, Eminem didn't do it. Dr. Dre, if you listen to Dr. Dre, Chronic, in the Miller, you would hear Rap Dirty, that I never got paid for in Porno Free. Now, you listen to Eminem, Y'all Stand Up, it's porno-free. The porno-free, the incredible part. The incredible part in there.
Oh,
and all he did was sample it and repeat it.
That
I never got paid for it. Most of the people who paid me was Ice Cube, Snoop Doggy Dog, and Popcorn. Those are the ones who, I got a check. What the fuck? $5,000? What the fuck is this about? And they had to look on there. O'Shea Jackson, I don't know, you never heard of the motherfucker. They said, that's Ice Cube. More on what I can do. I said, probably Rap Dirty, and showing up, it was Rap Dirty.
Oh, man. How do you come up with stuff like Clean Up Woman for Betty Wright? That's a great song.
I had this, again, by hanging around the beach. I always hang around the beach. Another thing, too, people don't understand. They're saying, well, I bet you were glad to get to Miami, boy, because you saw the prejudice hit in Georgia. I don't know, I had no blacks, and nobody talk about this, and this is the truth. When I came from Niagara, Georgia to Miami, Sammy Davis Jr., Pearl Bailey, Duke Ellington, Count Basie could work on the beach. But when they got ready to stay, they had to bring their nigga ass over here to the Hampton out, in a Sojourn Hotel. If a black got caught on the beach at 6 o'clock, you had better damn well have a work permit. And there was no integration in school. I had to tell them guys that when we first come down here. Ask me that question again. I got off the question.
Oh, that's okay. I was asking about some of the people you wrote for, like Wilson Pickett, Betty Wright.
Oh, Clean Up Woman you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I was on the beach, and this old lady was telling me about this white guy, big Jew, Trucer, on the beach, had this black girl working for him, and his wife was rich, of course, too. She would be gone all the time. So the black girl was supposed to get off about 5 or 6 o'clock. Instead of that, she would stay around and take the kids to the park. And if they got a problem, she would catch the bus and come back over there, although she ain't getting no paper. They had things over there. She would have them with it. So one day, to make a long story short, the kids said, Daddy, Mom is never home. Why can't the cleanup woman be out? I'm a mom. And the daddy was liking it anyway. And he was saying, to make a long story short, he divorced the fucking Jewish wife, married the black lady, and moved to Mexico. And then I met the white lady, and I said to my, I can't believe it. I lost my husband to a nigger. I said, you didn't lose him, lady. You gave him away. You got to take your business home first. I can't believe it, though. I love this fucking clean-up woman. And I liked it all. Dawn. So I had clean-up woman. It's a woman who saw the love. And Isaac Hayes was a friend of mine. He was basically like, hey, you need to use something, still talking about Soul Man. I said, yeah, so you can sue me because with no comparative law copy in. I'm not going to mess with you, bro. Go ahead and use it. So clean it. So Soul Man, I'm a Soul Man. All I did was chop it up. Blum, 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 blum. Lil Beaver played guitar. And he got so big-headed, he's saved now, but I don't give a fuck. He's going to tell him better than him. Well, you're going to have some more pretty shit. I want pretty money. The man had more money. Don't he, I said, look, This one son of a, you kid smelling, fish smelling, well wishing, no, it goes on along there. When I write songs, I don't write just the lyrics. The first thing I come up with is the fucking melody and chord changes. You know, that's a new. I say, you playing what I gave you. And then I wasn't using them. I come up with Rockin' Chair with Gwen McCrae, which I didn't use them on. And it was a hit. You know, and rap dirt and shit. But I used Jane Knight and the Butler.
I was wondering, like, would you go out on the road? Were you actually, were you opening up for some of these acts like James Brown and Big Maybelle and people like that?
Oh, yeah. And see what they would do. They would come in and give me, but like I said, they asked me, Bluffline, what is your greatest weakness? I said, stubbornness. And they asked me again, what is your greatest strength? I said, stubbornness. Mm-hmm. And one of the preacher, Reverend, that makes no sense, Pastor Reverend. You know how many drug-using motherfuckers I done been around from Cool in the Game to James Brown? They used to bring me money and dump it in my lap, and Dick Luck must tell me, what happened if your mama gave you some money and tell you it's $59,000? Go put it in the bank. I said, I go put it in the bank? No. Business way, you make a comment because they can always make a mistake. Mm-hmm. And I remember that. Yeah, we got a lady on James Brown. Hey, boy, you can't go nowhere tonight, so I'm not going nowhere neither. No way. Seen out there. Yeah, it's $280,000 here. I said, no, we got to keep it. We got to count it. And he dumped them. Oh, Clarence, that's good. You ain't better. You know how to keep this shit, because, you know, he buried family, and I am too. I said, okay, fine. But he got to thank him. Okay, we're counting. The clerk said, Clarence, what are you doing? I said, you told me, well, he counted it. It wasn't $280,000. It was $278,000. He forgot he gave Bobby Bird $1,000. And the other little guy in the flames, $1,000. And the girls were with one of them Ronettes. He would say, oh, that's what different than me. He said, Blowfly is right. You remember well, if you would have kept the money and they come back later on to pick it up, and it's not still a $280,000, it's $278,000, he would have sworn a second Bible that he stole the money. Mm-hmm. He's right. That's where you make them keep. You know, you make them keep and keep the money. You know, and Flea is one of the best guys ever made. But you tell him about drugs, and it took this guy and the drummer and the band the overdose, which made Flea stop. You talented guy. Yep.
Wow. So you're.
And Ice Cube's another talented guy. These are guys that I respect. Snoop Doggy Dogg, like all of them. Those are the ones who get out there and fight I have trouble with their ass too. Oh, yeah, man, we're going to kick back and chill out. I said, you do it by yourself. So, what is your fucking problem? I said, remember the original Old Testament Bible? I said, be careful of what you fucking ask for. It don't matter what y'all change it to the upper language. What it means is fucking what it means. Mm-hmm. I said, kick back and chill out. It's an old slave term, as in kick the fucking bucket. Because when a slave wasn't hung for a friend that raped some white girl or claiming it don't rape them, he was white to them. And if you used to die with the clothes on, he always kick legs out because that's a modern thing, be white to them. They have to cut the clothes on. Chill out is when your ass go to the mall. I said, now what do Tupac, Biggie Small, and Run DMC, Jimi Hendrix have in common? I don't know. They always use the word, I'm going home, and kick back and chill out. I think they did kick back and chill out. Kick back is when your ass is dead. And chill out is when you're in the mall.
That's right. Never thought of it that way.
Well, we're going to change them. You can't change the meaning. What something mean? Look up at the and we was in Cincinnati. You got to hear this. In Cincinnati with Chili Peppers and a Fishbone. And this old, and they was putting up the council of gig because there was cop killings up there. All the blacks want to get in there. I mean, too many whites are killing niggas and blah, blah, blah. So the old white man said, you're an honest person. I said, you take my daughters to New Jersey, these little white girls were going to go up in the room, and they was going to get set up. They were going to give them some shit and rape them. So what I did, I had them wait in my room and put them on a Greyhound bus and suck their ass home. All right, baby. And so you remember that.
My whole 9 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what was that? Oh, fuck. I hate to lose my concentration.
It's cool. Hey, how's King Coleman doing? You pals with him? King Coleman.
Oh, he's good. I remember when he first came down here, I read his song about he came down from Tampa, and he was in Tampa. And what happened was they gave him, he said, if I come to Miami, you're going to have to give me more money. So he actually came to Miami making more money than Nick with Solidkick, Fred Hanna, Leo in Stereo, and Gary Watt, and all the motherfuckers, and what about that being? So they didn't like King. Whites love him. A lot of people don't want to tell it. It's the blacks who didn't like him because they said black. Jealousy is the key to hate. Was that jealous going to be hate? And King would come on the air. It was very aggressive. I liked him. He would give them, he would come on the air. My mother needed to take it in. Hey, stop, I'm my baby. This is King. This is my King here. And I tell y'all what kind of woman I'm looking for. I want her measurement to be 95, 33, and clear. If the woman not like that, give me a call. Mother said, that's ridiculous. Ain't no woman built like that. Mother, he's giving the damn Bolito numbers. That was the Bolito numbers. Most guys be afraid to admit they play this shit and can't we get the numbers on the air. Come on, that's what the woman needs measurements. He like.
So you're keeping pretty busy. You're going on tour. You're hitting a bunch of
places.
Oh, yeah,
I know what it was. Now I know what it would have finished at that.
Yeah.
So this old guy said, I wish somebody could go. They bring a ride in Cincinnati. And I said, give it to my reader. So fleeing the trip, I said, blah, blah. They ain't going to listen. First of all, they're going to want to kick your ass out. I said, I know how to handle scumbags. Trust me. So I went out there. Hey, blah, blah, you going to do some shit or you going to be talking to them fucking crockers, man? I said, no, I wouldn't dare to try to explain nothing to y'all. I said, I got this computer readout for the last 10 years here, but y'all don't want to hear about that shit about the last 10 years, how many, 92% of the niggas was killed. Y'all don't want to hear about that. Okay, what, you want to hear some rap, dirty, some burning pussy? What about this shit, man? Are you sure you want to hear this shit? If I don't want to, then I said, please, God, listen to me. Man, fuck you. So you use reverse psychology on assholes. I had this computer readout for the last 10 years in Cincinnati, but all the killing, but what 92% of all niggas been killed by the last 10 years. Come on. This is Blowfly, man. Take this shit out. Okay. Can y'all answer this question? For the last 10 years in Cincinnati, out of all of the Negroes, black fucking niggas, or whatever the fuck you want to call us, can you tell me what 90%, I just said 90%, make it even number, was killed by? They started looking. I give you a fucking hint. It wasn't cops, rednecks, Klansmen, Bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, or AIDS. Well, who it was? You motherfuckers. If niggas didn't kill niggas, y'all would rule on how by the year 2009. Won't happen. And then the white man said, like, well, you know, we know this. Then why the fuck don't you tell them if you know this? It's not being truthful. And I got this song that I'm working on that God was going to say, it's so many successful blacks. Out of the top 10 money-making people in the world in show business and in sports, about seven of them are black. Oprah Winfrey is not a millionaire. She's a billionaire. She had over 10 million dresses to give away that she couldn't wear, and they got her room wrong. You'd think she would give it to black charity, right? She auctioned them all.
Really?
She's black. She wouldn't give them to a fucking black charity. And I told him that. I had run this shit on. And so, well, we knew this. If you knew this, why not tell the truth? When you tell the truth, you don't have to lie to cover it up. So that's when I would get wrong with, oh, you got to hear this. In Mississippi, we have a trouble with somebody. Usually, I'm smart, but I was tired then, and I was set up. Because they set me up at the airport one time with that R. Kelly. But this was in Mississippi. You know what, Roy Fine, or whatever your name is, we think you're prejudiced. I should have known some shit was up there. I said, look, guys, I don't want no competition, but fuck y'all. No, you don't know why we're saying you're prejudiced. And why? Because you don't do shit about white people. I said, I did the Beatles. I did, they're not white. I did Tom Jones. It's not unusual to be fucked by anyone. He's not white. But who the fuck y'all talking about? Yeah, like you were thinking. I should have known right then, some shit. Like, good old boy, Scott Brooks. Make up something by Scott Brooks. And I can do it right on the spot. I said, okay. Imagine God Brooks saying, he in the middle of getting a voice. All my friends, women, and men walk in with a grin when my show is through. Your hoes are stumbling and fumbling and mumbling, wondering what it is I do. Well, I tell you, boys, I fuck friends in low places. I dick the asses of all races. I fuck friends. Low places. It was on the phone, this guy behind me. keep going. Upper Prince and low areas. When I get through, they are much married. Oh, fuck. Y'all said this got broke. Man, you need to hold on to that shit. Go ahead and call her what she is. That bitch in. She's going to take most of your money. And she did. She had to pay you about 50 some million dollars to get out of that. Oh, I had to run up on him. Then they were really Nelson one time. So, what's up with you? I said, well, you're not doing no like dirty stuff Sammy Jr. I said, well, you had one of the worst records here. And the girls come out and, no, he don't. Ladies, y'all are beautiful girls. White up like you're beautiful. Listen to his lyrics and On the Road Again.
Uh-huh.
The girl said, I don't get it. Then listen to me. On the Road Again. And he always look at one of y'all asses. I can't wait to be on the road. He talking about the old Hershey Highway. The dead road. What is that? You are fucking disgusting.
I'm glad you're here to figure these things
out. I got all of this. I can't remember in order. When it first came up with girls can't do the guys do it. And was, I remember, I love Jackie Gleason. Girl. Well, you're made in the clock there with Henry Stone and Steve Lehman and all of them. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. And I don't know what restaurant it was. I always heard of caviar when Clark gave them to make it on black and white TV. They were caviar. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I want caviar. Okay, that's good. Good choice. Because I don't eat seafood. No chocolate, nothing. For me, a man don't eat. The bitch waitress bought me some raw fish egg, the black fish egg. I said, I can't eat this shit. They go, no, what you mean? You know what this shit called? I'm sorry. Y'all just going to be mad. I didn't know what it was. I can't eat this shit. So it was a little white girl there about 14. She said, I can't eat it neither. I said, I think it was Burger King or something. I don't think it was McDonald's. Then. We going to go to the school. Will you bring us for that? I said, could you just bring us a hamburger and fries? You can't get no fucking hamburger and fries. That's a different. We out of there, went across the street. And said, I don't believe it. We take these to an expensive restaurant. He take the girl over there, and they go and get Burger Kings and fries and all kinds of stuff. Oh, the funniest story that was true.
So what kind of show can we expect in Brooklyn and New Orleans and all?
You all can expect your ass to be torn to threads. I'm going to do shit. And everybody literally was at the airport. And the cop was saying, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I'm used to hip-hop. I'm used to dirty shit. And ain't nothing I ain't heard dirty. I said, you're not even in the same league with the truth. So the cop said, the security said, we got to tell you this, but ignore us. You watch your language, blah, blah. Don't be doing that around this lady. I said, yeah, but the bitch, what you call me? I said, you say you heard all the dirty stuff. Well, check this out. You are a tip-melon, fish-melon, well-wishing, no-douching, discharging, cramp-marching, dandruff, carrying, blooded, all-wearing, BD-tested, lice-infested, dissected, voucher-rejected, wrong-doing, non-screwing, overpaid, thunder-laid, click-leaning, dick-cleaning, prick-feeding, slip-bleeding, side-white, un-white, toilet squash, unwashed, you will be Gerber's overused pentagraph discharge, your Madonna's womb with this sonnet, your Gloria Swan pussy horn, Annalise Rice pussy fight, Martha Stewart pussy fluid, Connie Chan, Spur Tongue, Larry King, Dick Mang, President Bush, Disposable Thirst, Big Clock, Flickin' Cock. Oh my God! That's enough, boy. You cut this shit out. Now we don't want to buy you out of here. Then you say, we can't stand a bitch no way. That's great. That's only when you're a burning pussy with your hand when I get rid of the burning, which is my best number. Okay, now, look. Tonight at 12 o'clock, whatever you do, Dave. Don't look in the fucking closet. I don't care what noise you hear coming from there. Are you there?
Yeah, man.
You're going to hear some shit coming from that saying, Dave. Oh, I got the shit I want to do in President Bush, but Tom don't want to let me this time. I guess I'll do it next time. Or he go to the bathroom and take a shit, right?
Uh-huh.
And he go to sleep. I should go, yeah, I feel better already. Mr. President. Who the fuck is that? I'm the turd you just shitted. Or if the CIA got something to do with it, no, Mr. President. CIA has nothing to do with it. See, Mr. Bush, I've been around since life began. I've been an asses for all politicians, women and men. I'm total committed. Mr. Bush, I was born with Adam and Eve for shitted. I'm the Irish virus and computer spam. You Republicans say I ain't shit, but that's exactly what I am. I'm brown. I'm gold. I come from deep within you priest asshole. You find me on God beneath your feet. I put together all, which is true in a way, you know, the Muslims on the plane come out, oh, I'm not going to, you know, and we don't eat meat. So I said, y'all are the fag raised line. My mother's clear. Don't do that. Stuart said, we got to tell you this. Cool it. But ignore us. We can't stand them. I said, I just seen you eat meat. Man, this is peas, it's corn, and it's vegetable. I said, and it comes out of the fucking ground. Everything that's been on earth, everybody that ever shitted, is in the ground. When you eat food from planet earth, we eat each other's recycled shit and piss. It's America. I said, it don't look like it. It don't smell like it. It don't taste like it. But it's recycled shit. America shit. Oh, you should have seen it. They were out of their fucking mind. Ladies and gentlemen, I never seen nobody screw them up so bad that they don't know where they're going or coming. And Dave, you remember that now when you get ready to eat later on.
Oh, no, man. I don't want to think about that. It's already gone.
Look down at the next root floor beneath your feet. Give reality a kiss and ask yourself this. With your heart set at being, Dave asks, who the fuck shit am I eating? Dave, man, it's the truth. Thanks for talking to you.
Hey, it's great talking to you, Blowfly. Catch you soon.
Okay, if you need me, call me back.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.